Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? We back at it again. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. With my guys, man.
Yeah.
Another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. In the world, Craig.
I am your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Tone and the Midnight Falcons.
Tone
and the Midnight Falcons.
Man, bro.
I got nothing but tone for you, baby.
Nothing but tone.
Yeah. Man, we singing. You hear us singing, harmonizing and all that, doing the bass. We are doing the Five Heartbeats today, y'all. Mm-hmm. The Five Heartbeats. And I've been... Here's the thing. I wanted to get Robert Townsend as a guest on this show, on this episode. Just to keep it 100, being transparent. And or Leon. You know, I don't have a relationship with brother Henry Nixon, Lennox, or anybody on any of these heartbeats, any of these guys. But since I can't get Robert Townsend, I'm going to go with the next best thing.
He's the next best thing.
Next best thing.
Next you know best what I'm saying? Thing. A person who's hilarious, like Robert Townsend is, who can write the hell out of a script, out of a character, and perform it. And it's hilarious on and off screen, my brother Ken Edwin TV.
Yes.
Hey, how
yes.
you guys doing?
You yes. know what I'm saying? And he's got a talent for breaking down film.
Yes.
Come on. Yes.
He's got a talent for it.
Ken Tone in the building.
Ken Tone.
So if you keep it 100, like so we the, real quick, the Five Heartbeats.
I'm happy
you and the Five Heartbeats is a movie that I love because I know the backstory.
Yeah.
I know.
That makes sense.
And so I went to the documentary. I went to the film of the making of the Five Heartbeats. And Robert Townsend was there. I got to meet him. I got to watch him. And he talked to us after the film. I went to the movie theater, bought a ticket, and I got in. And I watched it. And saw behind the scenes. I saw stuff that I didn't know. I didn't know that R. Kelly auditioned for JT.
Yep.
But he was too young. Was he? At the time.
I'm trying to make a joke.
Oh, snap. Whoa. Yikes.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Goodness gracious.
Come on.
Sorry about that.
Yes. I think it was either JT and or Choir Boy, I believe. But and then I just know how long and how hard it paused indeed it was for them to get this film made.
Yeah.
And I watched the film again recently. I watched this movie probably 10 to 15 times in my lifetime and since 91. And I never get tired of it. It has so much soul. It has so much heart. It has so much ups, downs. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's sad. It's real. It gives me everything you need, in my opinion, of a movie. I think it's his best film ever.
Yes.
We'll get to the fist.
Best film. You know not my favorite film.
Okay.
But best film.
Okay.
It's not your favorite film.
My favorite is Hollywood Shuffle.
Woo!
For everything that you just said.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, my favorite film by far.
Yes.
But the way the backstory of Hollywood Shuffle, and the themes, the satire that Townsend plays with in Hollywood Shuffle is my literal favorite.
He's a pioneer, and so we get our Robert Townsend along with Keenan Ivory Wayans wrote this film, and the reason why I know I told you before we got on camera that I asked Tony if he can do this. Mm-hmm. Tony mentioned this as one of the movies that he would have loved to do. You're my bro. We see each other damn near weekly.
For sure.
I could do so many movies with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would have fucked away.
Huh?
I would have fucked away.
And typically you don't.
Mm-hmm.
No. I get it. I promise you, it worked out the way it was supposed to work out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have a crew. Mm-hmm. We have a crew of people, the guys that have helped me get to where I'm at, and I believe I've done the same for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ken is one of them. You know what I'm saying? One of the
I would have quit.
Man, I'm glad that we're doing this, bro. Because
Whatever
could be quit. I would have did it.
I quit. You still shooting tomorrow? Yup.
I'm not. Oh yeah. I quit, but I'll be there.
I'll be there.
So why is this movie that important to you?
Because it's as an entertainer, as somebody that came up with all this energy. This was one of those movies where it was like, you can do that. Like my mom would like the scene with him and his sister,
man,
and just singing. And you're sitting, you're sweeping up, you're cleaning around the house, and next thing you know, you guys are singing, and your sister's just this talented ball of energy, killing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Not even worried about you now. She's just singing. She finds her own. Like that was me as a child.
Man.
All the time.
Man.
Yeah.
All the time. So when I saw this movie, it wasn't just, oh, you're watching a masterpiece. It's like, no, you're watching yourself up there.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm talking like from everywhere, like even Bird. You know what I'm saying? Like I love like every character.
I love every character. Yeah. And so even in the imperfections, like JT and Eddie Kane were like probably the bad boys of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But they still were loyal. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when I look at the to a degree.
JT ain't shit.
JT ain't. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that though.
Yeah.
I think he made a continuous mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't write us wrong. Not even write us wrong. He we'll talk about that. We'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. Let's start from and the same thing with when it comes to this movie and based off the people who made the movie and who are in the movie, Robert Townsend and Keenan Ivory Wayans were supposed to be Duck and JT.
Yeah.
They were the brothers. Leon wasn't supposed to be JT initially.
Mm-hmm.
David Alan Grier was going to be Dresser.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Choir Boy was supposed to be Damon Wayans, his little brother.
This is an alternate universe.
Yeah. Bro, and I find this out. I watched this movie for years.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. I watched this movie for years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this until I watched the documentary.
Tell them who Eddie Kane was supposed to be.
Denzel Washington.
Shut the fuck up.
Denzel Washington. I said, what?
Like, to the point where, like, they were talking, and he was just like, there was, like, a conflict issue with the schedules.
Yes.
And that's the only reason why he didn't take
it.
It's supposed to be Keenan, JT. Duck is Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
Eddie Kane is and Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Dave Alan Grier was Dresser, and Choir Boy was going to be his little brother, Damon Wayans.
I can't even imagine this movie. Right, the reason why I can't imagine this movie is it's a fundamentally different movie.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe the funniest movie of all time, accidentally. Right, like I can't even imagine what that movie looks like with that cast.
And I'm like, how Robert Townsend and Denzel? What Robert Townsend and Denzel just did a Soldier Story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was a working actor at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so him and Denzel at the time were, to my knowledge, to what I'm hearing, they were pretty close. They just did this movie. They were boy. It was cool.
Was it going to be a drama? I guess that's what it is.
It is a drama. It's a drama.
Oh, definitely.
But it's kind of, it's like there's funny in it, but.
Because it's Robert and it's Keenan.
They were seeing it like a lot of actors were like, no, like this is Robert Townsend.
Yeah.
Robert Townsend was bigger than like who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like at this point, so it was just like the Red, Red took Red. The job because he was like, oh, a movie with Robert Townsend? Yep. I'm there. Yeah, what are you saying?
He was a new star, but he was a first-time writer. Him and this no-name guy, Keenan, who Keenan had been on the comedy circuit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but Robert had did a couple gigs by that time.
Mm-hmm. So Robert, I read a book about In Living Color, the story of In Living Color, and what they kind of illustrated in this book is, and I think maybe the documentary touches on it too, that Keenan couldn't afford to wait on this.
He couldn't.
And that's why he left the project to go do A Living Color.
Yeah. They were like doing rehearsals every day. Uh-huh. But
he was running out of bread.
Like, I don't have no money. I gotta get this money.
And your boy Robert was living off his savings. His little money from his shows he was doing. He had just did. And
I gotta go get this money.
Yeah.
With Fox.
Right.
I got this development deal brewing.
It's crazy.
I have this development deal brewing. It's not set in stone yet. Damn. But if they're gonna pull the trigger on it, Robert, I gotta go dip, bro.
This is what's so crazy about that scenario. You know, like, I watch a lot of like sci-fi TV. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife were really into the show called Fringe, right? And they had like alternate universe. So imagine this movie gets made with both Robert and Keenan. Mm-hmm. And they go on to make a series of great movies, which is what Hollywood would have done. It would have continued to reward them with opportunities.
I don't think this movie would be as good
if Keenan is in it. Yeah,
because only because when Keenan left, it left a hole in the story. For the cast.
Yeah.
So when he was going out and interviewing people, like, he wouldn't talk to the Dales. He hadn't talked to the Dales yet. He wouldn't talk to the Dales like around 1990. Keenan was gone already.
Yep, yep.
And the Dales are how he got the album cover thing.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
He went and talked about the album cover.
Got it.
And they talked about, like, they don't want to see us. All that stuff they were saying was from the Dales, from the actual interview that he got from the Dales. So he just went to more into depth with the characters. Because even Keenan says, like, when I saw this movie, like, this isn't what we wrote.
Right. Yeah. It got better.
Yeah. Like, it got way better. So they got a lot better. Yeah.
And it's like he was going to rely on they wrote a good script, but he had Denzel in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Denzel.
It's a different movie.
It is him, you know, him and Denzel did a Soldier Story. They did the Mighty Quinn together. Mm-hmm. Denzel and Robert Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
They play brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he was like, man, we about to do everything. And Denzel with it, because Denzel ain't even Denzel yet.
Right, right.
So he says,
it was funny because he became Denzel when this movie dropped, this movie dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just did Glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he got his Oscar.
He was just, So, and he was, it was just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just bad timing that worked out for everybody in a sense.
So it's because it's interesting. Like, if you look at 90, he does Heart Condition, Mo' Better Blues. This is Denzel I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
91 is Mississippi Masala and Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too big for the Five Heartbeats.
No.
In 91.
Mo' Better Blues was big, though.
But yeah,
that was a big movie for him.
Yeah. So, like, in terms of when they actually shot the Five Heartbeats, he's not already doing Mo' Better Blues, I'd much rather see him in that the Mississippi Masala and Ricochet. But after 92, you can't get him.
You can't get him.
He's no longer available after 92.
They were shopping this since 87, 88.
Yeah.
So he wasn't nowhere yet. He wasn't that yet.
Yeah.
Like, the Mighty Quinn is in 89, right? 2 years before. It took him like at least five years to get the okay to shoot this, to get the money to shoot this movie.
It's so interesting.
By that time, he blew up. As they were waiting, they kept waiting. I mean, he was probably waiting. He was like, bro, I'm booking. Yeah. Now I'm too big.
We go from that alternate version to a movie that's cast with relative unknowns.
Man.
Like Diane Carroll, is she the biggest star in this entire movie?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and so. Yes.
They wanted Whitney Houston for
Baby Doll?
Baby Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were dreaming big.
Yeah. Well, but at the time
she was gonna do it.
But I think it's the unknown nature of all of these actors that make this movie as charming as it is.
Yeah.
And for me, I literally thought the Five Heartbeats were a real group.
Yeah.
I remember being in college years later.
Yeah.
And I was looking up the Five Heartbeats songs, mm-hmm. and they kept referring to the movie, not to like an album.
You're like, right. Where are the real Heartbeats? Like, yeah. Yeah, what's
the... Like, who the Dales? Who are the originals?
There we are. So, yeah, bro, this movie... So the fact that you and I are doing this film together, bro, is equivalent, man. I think it's my last day of production tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting the last two scenes of Lesbian Homie season
two. It's amazing. It's gonna work. It's gonna be the last day.
My little bro cannot wait. My little bro cannot wait.
Yeah, he got to be at the premiere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Co-written by Jada. For sure, your brother?
Yeah, he's gonna flip his lid. Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Co-written by Johnny Figgins and Ken Edwin.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I had to get in there on some of that, right?
You're doing it.
Yeah. So
LSD out this, there.
I got an idea.
LSD, man. LSD. And so this movie, and this, it means a lot to me because of, I feel like Robert Townsend and Keenan Ivory Wayans were very influential, are still very influential. Mm-hmm. I haven't met Keenan. I briefly met Robert. But knowing how they came about and how they started mm-hmm. together and how they kind of broke away and still became separate moguls,
yeah.
in mm-hmm. my opinion.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a bittersweet situation where Keenan, like, by his lifestyle was like, bro, I gotta make something else happen, bro.
Yeah.
No one's biting on this movie, and it's year after year after year, mm-hmm. no one's biting.
Yeah.
And I got an opportunity over here to make something happen with this variety show.
Maybe one of the top five most important things to happen, like in Living Color.
Yeah.
Like, if Keenan doesn't leave this,
there's no Living Color.
There's no Super Bowl halftime show.
There's no Jamie, Jamie Foxx, arguably no Jim Carrey,
yeah.
right? Like, you know, yeah. none of those things. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this movie, and I think why do I love this movie so much?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, it didn't have like a lot of big stars and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And I think you actually put me right on the path, which is like, I love every character in this movie. Like for years, like, Big Red was like my favorite character.
Yeah.
What color you want?
That was my shit. Hawthorne James.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was fantastic.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He was a great combination.
He was a great big
and so this is what
he was terrible, but
going
he
back to terrible. The other day, the other week when we did
stomping out that conk and shit. I love it.
The other day when we did Strata Compton, and we were talking about the actor. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays Suge, and I wasn't too satisfied with that character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or even with the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. of Suge is a very bigger than life character. His mm-hmm. name, it carries so much weight to see him play that character the way it happened, the way his character was portrayed. It just wasn't strong enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I needed him to be more like a Red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Red was goofy, even though Suge wasn't goofy at all, mm-hmm. because we kind of felt that Suge was a little too soft.
Mm-hmm. There was a viciousness to Red.
He wasn't soft. He does in the character, yeah. It was a charm.
Oh, it was 100% charm. What don't y'all do?
What don't y'all do? Hey, man. Maybe he was like, who? Yeah. I'll see y'all later.
Yeah.
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 This dude was a gangster. He had a crew of dudes.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, I'll throw you off this balcony.
Red was
bro.
Fucking vicious.
Vicious.
Once Big Red pivoted, it was on
and
cracking.
We got three different types. We got Red at the beginning, Hayes, mm-hmm. all smiles, mm-hmm. big cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We had him vicious hanging over, old boy off the balcony.
Bird.
Mm-hmm. Bird mm-hmm. off the balcony. And then we had Red sitting at his table, at his desk.
Yeah.
When Jimmy came over and he was like, mm-hmm. hey, man, he says, I like... Talking about his wife, Diane Carroll's character, Rose. Her name was Rose, but the wife, he's like, I like her, man. He was like, man, this between you and I. He says, maybe.
Yeah,
it was very subtle.
Yeah,
and it was like he was very calm.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us three different types of personalities in that one character.
Yeah, four.
You know what I'm saying?
I would say, because when he went up to
at the funeral, it looked
the
so
dirty Mac was crazy.
The dirty Mac.
He's right there.
Yeah.
He's right there in the casket.
And you walking up crying.
And he looks believable. Like he's really mourning. Like he's really hurt.
And he said, maybe we could, if you need somebody to come around.
Wow. Get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I got this movie memorized, man.
Bro.
Like,
and then,
like, I could get like a 90. Like
just the performances, man. Like,
I feel out of blue
Eddie Kane, Michael Wright.
Yeah.
I would not. And Denzel's my favorite, bro.
Right.
Jeffrey Wright is my favorite.
Yes.
Jeffrey Wright's the best.
He's the best.
I think Denzel's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wouldn't have won after I'm not replacing Michael Wright with anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not with Lawrence, not with Fishburne, nobody. Not with Samuel Jackson, nobody. Not with nobody. He did when there's a scene where
you couldn't tell me when I was a kid that he wasn't singing that song.
No. Right. My goodness. Bro, he was in the pew at Jimmy's funeral, looking like he was about to die.
Yeah.
He was just like,
yeah.
And he wasn't there. Yeah. He probably was doped up, but it was also his heart.
Yeah.
He, the guilt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said he was sitting next to a baby doll. And he was just,
I mean,
the drug, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
He slithered through the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like slithered through the entire.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Entire movie. And did it so believable. You couldn't have told me that this man was not on drugs.
Yeah.
Like, I just assumed, like, my entire life, I assumed, oh, he was high on set.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Like, this is not an actor. Yeah. Right. This is some wire shit you done did. Yeah. Where you done took somebody who's really slanging and gave him a couple of lines.
Yeah.
That's how good a performance it was.
And let me tell you something. Do y'all remember this? Eddie Kane was the little homie.
Yeah.
If you remember, Bobby, big dude, Wedge from Class Act.
Yeah.
He was the lead. Right?
Yes.
Duck was just the piano player.
This shit was all accidental.
He was the writer and piano player. If you heard him, Dresser said, Bobby not here. Eddie ain't here either, man. But we don't need Eddie. But we need you to sing Bobby's parts.
Yeah. He did say that.
Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I didn't catch it until recently. Mm-hmm. I said, whoa, whoa. Big Bobby was the lead. And Eddie Kane was probably right before Choir Boy.
Yeah.
The bass obviously was Dresser. And JT was the second.
Yep.
Why he was always jealous of the lead.
Which is amazing. That's an amazing thing to think about. When you see so many stars in one group, and they all could be on their own.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I mean, it's really the story of the, it's their story of the Temptations.
Because Choir Boy is Eddie Holman.
Yeah.
I thought he would be
Eddie Kendricks.
Eddie Kendricks.
Mm-hmm. That's what it would be. He would be Eddie Kendricks.
Well, Eddie Kendricks was the Temptations, right?
That's this story is really.
Well, yeah, true, because Eddie Kane is David Ruffin, and I didn't know this either. I went to see the play of the Temptations. If he ever comes back to LA, bro, I think I told you, maybe I didn't, but I thought I might have told you that you would have loved it, bro.
Yeah.
The Temptations had a play. Mm-hmm. I went and watched it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Once again, David Ruffin was one of their guys that was in the group. They went to high school.
Yeah.
And they were recruiting.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, I can't do it. I'm part of this other group, but my little brother might be
able.
And Eddie Kane was like, David Ruffin was like,
yeah.
He was humble as hell, super cool.
Yep.
And he said he got this great voice, but he was super humble and just wanted to be with the big homies.
That's right. Works.
And then Otis was the big homie.
Yeah.
And he became, ain't nobody mm-hmm. coming to see you, Otis. And he changed. Yep. And drugs. And David Ruffin
and that
was.
Fame.
David yeah. Ruffin, I watched it. He was super cool. He was happy to be there. Mm-hmm. And he changed.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Eddie Kane was always a little gangster, mm-hmm. little dude. Yeah. But even while he was like, hey, when Jamie said, bro, if I don't get y'all a gig right after this show, if y'all don't win the show, then I'll give you $100.
And it's interesting, you know, like
hold on. And yeah. then Eddie Kane was like, nah, man. And then Dresser felt weird about, hold on, bro, we can't take your money. He says, nah, you can take his money, the deal's a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And then the dude came in, was like, hey, my boss, the owner, wants to book y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wants to sign y'all to like a little
red. You squirrely too.
Then he was like, mm-hmm. And he gave him money. He said, well,
yeah.
Why don't you talk to our new manager? So he kept it 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a business dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was
out of all the characters, he's got the worst home life.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Out of all of the five heartbeats, we don't really get a sense of Dresser's home life.
Right.
But we get the impression that, like, Dresser's home life ain't vastly different than Duck and JT's home life.
Right.
Right?
Solid.
But we know for a fact.
Choir Boy that, like, and Eddie Kane.
We know Choir Boy is in a church, so we know his home life.
Mm-hmm. That was a tough home life, too. You can't.
Tough.
Right.
But, like, he wasn't going to be susceptible to drugs.
Right.
Like, not the game wasn't, the one that was most likely to get turned out by the game was Eddie.
Eddie wasn't,
because his dad was like, you ain't shit, because I ain't shit.
One thing I didn't dig in the dialogue.
Damn, whisper that shit.
One thing I didn't dig in the dialogue was that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I love that scene. It's hard to watch because it's a lot of people, young men especially, being told that in real life. And so that's a very relatable thing. That, boy, you ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You come from this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna be right here with us.
Yeah. And they're defeated. It's like his dreams are defeated, his life. So it's like, nah, you can't do nothing better than me.
And then when he walked off and the mom was like, why you talk to him like that? He says, I just want him to be a better man than me. You know what I mean? No sense.
Say that.
That was a wrong. So that right there.
But he was even hating in the crowd.
Right.
He up there singing, he going.
Yeah.
He's a pessimist.
He's a pessimist. And
he doesn't believe
when he grabs it and goes, oh.
Yeah.
He didn't wake up. He's still sitting there.
At that point.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
But that line just still messes with me. When he said, I just want him to be a better man than me, then why would you say that? It didn't make sense. So when the mom says, why'd you talk to him like that?
Mm-hmm.
He should have said something different. Mm-hmm. He should have said something like,
I get your point.
I'm just trying to help the boy be realistic with his goals or something like that.
Yeah.
But for him to say he's going to be a better man than me, that means I really love my son. So when you think you ain't shit, I want you to be better than me. So go ahead and make yourself proud.
He wants his take is, I'm going to make you hate me so you're not me.
I think that scene helps elevate the talent show scene. Sometimes I get in trouble because I like to, you know, I kind of can be hyperbolic. This is the best ever, the top. But I do believe that scene is like maybe top five black cinema all time.
Top Man. Five?
It's one of those feel good moments.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the talent show.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I thought you were talking about the
No, my bad.
When he came in.
The talent show, the booing, the recovery, the ending.
The guy on the piano, who cares?
There's nothing. I was trying to think of, like, moments that make me feel as good in black movies moment.
That
it's really high up
and
there.
It takes you on a little roller coaster because you're sitting there, you're like, dang, they gonna do them like this.
It ain't working out. The fix is in.
And he walked over like, man, the fix my is music. In.
It's crazy where you
well,
get.
Well, we shall see. Dude, this next accent is better than Burr.
Burr is a buster.
What kind of introduction?
Yeah. It set that man up like the fix.
Yeah.
They said
they better than the Temptations.
I know. Well, we shall see.
We shall see. And at last minute, he's like, hey, man, the house rules are the piano plays for all the acts. Mm-hmm. He was like, bro, we didn't rehearse for him.
Get off my back.
I didn't make the rules, man. but you Bird's cousin.
Uh-huh.
And then Bird was like, man, bring Samantha and her homegirl
and have them hating in the front row.
Yeah.
The fix was in.
Fish was in.
And they had been working hard. They was doing the steps.
Not to mention that Eddie Kane and Bobby was bullshitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bobby was off. Bobby was shot, so he had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't go.
No, this is the talent show.
I'm sorry. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah. This is the next time.
They put in the work. They brought in.
No, this is the second talent show. That was the second talent show too.
Second talent show.
Yeah, second talent show.
The first one is okay.
Flash one.
But the talent show, where we have our moment, our recovery, our acapella moment, like that's to me like some of the best.
But even with, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I think that scene gets in the veins. And I think that's why we love. I think we love this movie for everything, but that's always, we are always going to have place in our heart for how that scene makes us feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we will always love this movie.
Yeah.
You know, because you can say what you want about like the rest of the movie. As always, Brother Townsend's acting is a little clunky at times. Right? You know,
he's directing though. He's doing it all. Yeah.
It is the thing. But that moment, that singular moment, makes this movie forever lovable. You just go like, oh, I'm here now.
Yeah.
And I'm riding to the end.
I think, go ahead, you about to say something.
Right.
Robert Townsend's character in this project, it always worked for me, even when his acting got a little clunky.
That's better.
Because Duck is awkward.
Yeah.
Duck is a little corny.
He's not suave. He's a teddy simper. I think
his acting would probably show more insignificance or just more chinks in the armor if he's playing JT.
If he's playing the cool guy.
He could play either Duck or Choir Boy.
Yeah. I mean, my only thing is that when they're doing Shy Guy. Yes. Right? Like, you know.
I loved it.
But it's still like Townsend's really going for it.
But in that moment, the whole beginning is just him, he's confident in his writing. He's confident when he's creating.
Yeah.
He's not confident anywhere else.
Yeah. Right. Right.
When he goes up to the girl's house, we just signed this deal, let me go put on my best clothes. He has on this lime green, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then he has on the red jacket, and it's like, bro, what are you doing with the yellow handkerchief?
His mom was like, oh, the way you're dressed, you're looking for Salvation Army.
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, nah. Come on. It's like, come on, bro. Like, you got to swag it out a little.
Yeah.
He just didn't have that.
He didn't have it.
So it works.
Yeah, it works. I mean, it's a part of the charm of the movie, right?
I did want to say this about the talent show, though.
Mm-hmm.
The talent show had so much in it. It's like, as an artist, as a performer, as a writer, it's like the first thing you think when you're doing anything, you're like, man, I don't want somebody to mess up my music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when he feels like that. He says,
Nah,
JT, it's my music.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, dang, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
this might get us kicked out forever.
Yeah. But I can't do this. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna push that.
He just went in like,
is it my house in the hall tonight? Stand up.
It just shows it, man. Like, just it's a triumphant moment in this movie that makes you feel like, that's why you're saying, like, it feels so good
because
it's so triumphant.
Yeah.
Like, now that it's like, your back's against the wall, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You have to fight.
And
you can't get
and
off. They doing their steps still. Choir Boy runs off.
Yeah.
You know, Buster, then he comes out of nowhere.
They ride. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm warm right now. Like, it's just
Burr's girl, though.
Yeah.
Who?
She's.
Ooh. Mm. The drop from the bottom lip kiss.
Man.
He didn't put it on her all the way.
He gave her a half a lip.
And then the look. Oh.
He's all good.
Wait. Let me tell you guys something. Let me tell you ladies about something, okay? Mm-hmm. It is entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay? His girl was in the crowd in the third row watching as he picked up another girl and put his lips.
Yeah.
On her mouth for her to pass out.
Pass out.
Yeah. Did she say nothing?
No.
She smiled.
Baby doll.
Yes.
You know why?
Baby
she's
doll.
She's a star in her own right.
Baby doll is crying. Like they are at that particular moment. She's overjoyed. Yes. She's awestruck.
Yes.
By what she's not even thinking about him kissing that broad.
Yeah, I am happy.
I am
for this moment.
Yes. This man is being, people are seeing him.
Yeah. I see him.
She looks shocked. She looks proud. She like, she embodied, you're right. Like,
Baby Doll was so solid.
Baby Doll.
She was so bad for one.
Yes.
She was baddie. She was such a dope artist. Gorgeous. Such a dope vocalist.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And really, when it's all said and done, she just wanted to see him win.
Yeah.
Right.
When she got off the stage, she says, "Have you seen Eddie?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She just wanted to please him, wants him to be proud of her.
I feel bad.
Do you notice?
She had a rough life.
Man.
Right? Like, because she still went Eddie at the end.
Bro, but do you notice the girls that last to the end are the ones that go through the
originals.
Because you see who was with JT.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Who was with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The little one he was knocking down in the first scene.
Yep. In the closet. You got me in the closet like I'm some little whore.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Look, this movie taught us so much.
It's so much, bro.
Us how to really get angry when we need to get out of something so we can get some panties.
Yep.
He took it to here,
bro.
You think I feel like that about you?
Yeah.
Man, banged on her.
Yeah.
Deflection like a motherfucker, and it works.
Leon.
Gaslighting.
This thing's powerful.
The gaslight to the panties is amazing.
Yeah. But when it's all said and done, he wiped her up.
Wiped her up.
When it's all said and done, Eddie Kane wiped her up.
No, okay, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. I know we don't got that much time, but I got a question. You about to marry somebody, right?
Uh-huh. Ooh.
You have the suspicion that she's cheating, maybe one of your homies. You get to the place. You see that it's your brother, the one you love.
Yep.
What do you do?
I'm not a person that's gonna sit down and not do nothing. Some people be like, man, I didn't say nothing, man. He sit to this day, don't know. I know. I mean, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know. Like, I know you a sleaze bag a little bit with the ladies, JT. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of intercepted me with old girl, the little pretty little red bone, little Indian looking chick, Indian and black looking chick. But you doing this is like, I need to know why, bro. Like, what's going on? Like, if we bros, like. It was kind of weird because JT was really a homeboy. He wasn't. Yeah. He was vain, and he was a little. And he wanted his spotlight. He knew that the brains was a duck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knew the dresser had the moves.
Yeah.
Eddie Kane was unfortunately the lead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm the ladies' man.
Yeah.
Choir boy got the falsetto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm JT. I'm the one that women come to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with Eddie Kane taking the spotlight because he's my brother.
And he ain't me.
Yeah.
And he ain't beautiful me. Like
you. He's not beautiful like
Till Flash right. comes along.
Go ahead. Flash.
Yeah.
Flash is beautiful. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
But JT is also incredibly selfish.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? An incredibly selfish person.
Yeah.
I am... The thought of infidelity, the thought of my wife cheating on me, sends me through the roof.
Well, let's say fiance.
Fiance's, it's hard to think back to that. But what I would say is that we don't see Duck with that kind of unleaded in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for everything that you guys have talked about earlier, so it seems like Duck would be broken enough to walk away from that situation.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't know where it falls in the timeline, but he doesn't hold it in for long.
He doesn't.
Because, you know, I assume that the press conference or the event is the next day.
Yeah.
And then he's out. Mm-hmm. And not only is he out, I'm out for 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he cuts JT off. And when he comes around to the barbecue at the end, that's the first time he learns JT's son's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that he has kept that much distance between him and
Daddy,
JT.
Daddy, who's that?
Mm-hmm. Think about it. JT's kid doesn't even know what Duck looks like.
at all.
So when Duck walks off that stage,
mm-hmm.
fucking everybody is gone. I think that's probably the first time any of them niggas have ever seen Duck.
Like, and it shut it down.
And mm-hmm. it's crazy that his kid looks like Duck.
Yeah,
he did. Mm-hmm. He looked like
I
Duck.
Love that. I love that. When you have kids, mm-hmm. they look like your brothers or your sisters.
And mm-hmm. I think that's why JT ends up wifing the original. Because the movie doesn't show this,
mm-hmm.
but damn near everybody's life falls apart when Duck walks off that stage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? There's no more music for JT.
Right.
There's no more music for Dresser. Mm-hmm. Choir goes back to the church. Right? Like, you know.
Shit.
That's another thing I wanted to point out about this, because it's like, if you really dig into that story of the Temptations and all the bad things that happen, how the tragic things, and it's like, dang, like our heroes are dying in front of us. So he was just like, you know what? This story is about all these things,
mm-hmm.
but I want them to be triumphant at the end of the story so right. we can show people that it can happen, even right. if it can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Temptations get back together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not even to perform, but just mm-hmm. to be friends again.
Do we ever see JT apologize to Duck? Do we ever see that scene?
I think it's in the hug. It's in the... Okay. I missed you. And
the forgiveness.
The forgiveness. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Also,
Flash is Dennis Edwards.
Mm. Let's talk about Flash real quick. Because I mean,
I like Flash at first, bro.
We're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about Flash, and we have to talk about Flash versus JT.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie.
That's a great scene.
Shoo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Come back to me. My God. That was, and I think it proves the point, which is at that particular moment, JT was like, I could have been the lead.
Mm-hmm.
This thing could have been totally different. Listen to my chops.
You know what? I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, I am the sexy one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is more sexy than me in this group.
Right.
That's why he went out there.
That's why he went over and flashed. Yeah.
Boom. And came back and started doing his hump.
Yeah.
I'm back. Mm-hmm. I'm back to where I'm supposed to be.
It was initially Bobby, and then Eddie Kane came and just took.
Yeah.
Because JT was about to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he slid in, snatched the mic.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. But he murdered so much, even hating as JT, jealous as JT, was like, all right, so I thought that was my time. It's not. So I'll just be a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Then.
I'll just be a heartbeat.
Yeah, just feed me bitches. You know what I mean?
Like, I'll be the sexy heartbeat. Then Flash comes and skips the line again, like, bruh.
Yeah.
Not with Flash. Nah. Yeah. And he pretty too? Pause. Nah. Yeah. No.
And Flash been around forever.
Flash for won sure. the first talent
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flash was getting Flash it. Beat out Bird and
Flash loved them the entire time.
I think he did.
Yeah.
He was really on their team.
Yeah. I mean, Flash's surprise in the crowd when he is, you know, when he sees them perform, I think is genuine.
He's happy. He's what? Like, yes. Yeah.
These guys are it. Because the Five Heartbeats obviously were great. Eddie Kane is great. Mm-hmm. The whole team is great.
Mm-hmm.
But Duck is something different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's them words.
Yeah.
It's the arrangements.
Yeah.
He was like, bruh, because Flash was winning and he won. He deserved to win. Flash and who were they? Flash and the what? I forget.
At the end?
At the beginning.
Bird and the Midnight Falcons.
Right.
Hey, that's Bird. But they end up getting a record deal, too.
Hey, that's Bird.
Yeah. All them niggas was nice.
He was opening for
This is why the Five Heartbeats are so they money so wasn't right, dope, but are so great, because they beat out some dope-ass artists.
Yes.
They beat out, because the Flash beat out Baby Doll and the Crystals.
Mm-hmm.
They was nice. The whole squad was nice. The whole lineup was nice.
What was that group? The Working Hard, Take Their Shirt Off Niggas.
That was Flash, right?
That's working.
They were way more polished.
They put on a show.
Yeah.
They put on a show.
I feel like they were terrible.
Huh?
But, The
second one, when they had the boxing shit on, that was corny.
Come on. But Flash was still like, he's Flash.
Yeah. You know, he outgrew the team. This is why he became a Temptation.
And I always thought that Bird in the Midnight Falcons was trash.
They were good.
That shit was fire.
I didn't like the outfits.
The outfits, no.
And it was haters.
No, you're tripping.
Yeah.
They was good.
Stop running around.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
I just don't like
the haters. Well, their music was fire.
You remind me.
Their music was fire.
Because it was good.
It was a one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
They got a one-hit wonder.
And when you wear capes, you automatically a sucker. Mm-hmm. You wearing capes and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the Harpies didn't get no synchronization with their outfits until later on.
Yeah.
Later on.
They had to get signed for that to happen.
They had to get a deal.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
couple other scenes to call out. We can talk about the record cover with the five horsemen.
Uh-huh. The five horsemen.
Yeah.
Who became Flash and the five horsemen?
Yeah. Ain't got no money.
No fancy car.
Perfect.
Jack.
Perfect.
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah. Like, get out of here.
We've got soul. I also love the roadside police.
I got nothing but love.
Oh, that's one of my favorite. Every time I get stopped by the police, that's where I go.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
Said y'all singing group.
Why don't y'all sing something? Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Choir Boy started off first, right? Choir Boy?
No, it's a
I want to say Duck.
It's Dresser. Because they start low.
Yeah, oh, Duck.
I got nothing but low.
And then it climbs in octaves.
I got nothing. Let me say something like
for you, baby.
Eddie Kane was a sleaze bag.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was just a product of his environment, a product of his tutelage. The man taught him to be, his father taught him to not be shit.
Yeah.
But he was fighting through that. Mm-hmm. Like when that scene in the hallway with Dresser sat down and told him he finally had it. Mm-hmm. Like, and you would think, like, why would he, like, does he need to cry at this point? But at this point, the way Dresser is, he's a man of principle. Mm-hmm. He's a man of pride. And he's thinking, bro, I can't take care of those baby the way we living. I can't do that. So he's panicking. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about leaving the group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's tough for him because he didn't even want to tell him at first. He was like, yo, where you going, bro? He was like, I got something on my mind. And Duck was like, what? He don't even want to tell. He's about to leave the group. He's probably about to take a bus ride home and not say shit.
Getting a job at the steel mill.
I got to get a job. I got to call it quits. And he loves this shit. You know what I'm saying? He was the most, he's right, very consistent teammate.
Mm-hmm.
But he got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Kane is the first person to give him some bread.
Gave him some bread.
The first thing he did. Yeah. He's who he's supposed to be.
Eddie Kane is not a bad guy.
Nah. Mm-mm. It's the drugs that killed him off.
Big Red's homie. Cause he, you know, whenever we see him, he's hanging with that guy.
Yeah.
And that guy's a minion for the guy that we now know or gets revealed is a piece of shit, psychopath, but that's who's turning
Eddie Kane.
And in a sense, it almost like the movie doesn't show this, but that it makes sense that would be the director from Big Red. Mm. He's the star.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to get my teeth into him, get that needle into him, because he's the one that we want to control.
Ultimately,
that's his play.
That's what he said.
You know, he makes the play. He gets Eddie under his control, and in his mind, I've got Eddie.
Mm.
Give me everything else. I got what I need. So I can take Eddie and turn him into a star and dump the rest of y'all.
Replace the rest of them.
That's what I'm saying.
And you can't.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
You cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they was too good. And they've been doing it together for their whole lives.
Yeah.
They all grew up together. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure there's somebody that was in the Miracles, in Smokey and the Miracles, that could sing.
Sang his ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Probably like, hey, man, what's up with all this high shit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, why this nigga got to sing all the songs?
Mm-hmm.
And they just like, oh, because he write them. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shut up. I'm just going to be a miracle.
I'm just going to be a miracle. I'm just going to be a miracle. We get the iconic scene of that they use from Commons. I used to love her. The sample. Mm-hmm. You ain't got your woman to check, man?
Mm. Yeah.
I think you overstepping your bounds.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Stepping your bounds.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just fantastic.
And that crushed him even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I love Eddie Kane's character.
And then the dang.
Yeah.
Not like this. You on my spot, Flat. You ain't gonna get it because you ain't got it. Yeah.
So that's another thing about the movie. That was like a real thing. Like Robert Townsend was kind of hyping them up to kind of go against each other.
So they had real beef.
And Flash, they had real beef, mm-hmm. because you know Michael's a method actor.
He came. So like, he came to.
Yeah, he comes.
They actually fought on set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Robert Townsend went in there and was like, "Hey, man, what's going on? Like, what's the deal?" So mm-hmm. him and Robert Townsend started to fight, and brother that played Dresser ended up standing up and mm-hmm. getting on them all. They was laughing at it because he had these glasses on mm-hmm. and he kind of looked like Malcolm X. They were talking
Yeah,
he was like, but when he was telling everybody and chastising everybody, he really told them, he was like, if y'all want to know why they didn't make it mm-hmm. or why the Temptations didn't do it, it's because of stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and after that blow up, mm-hmm. everything started happening.
They were straight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
That's crazy. The what's the name couldn't dance either. Robert Townsend couldn't dance.
Yeah, so I believe that.
They all stayed out there.
Mm-hmm. Why are you killing them?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
no, I believe it.
Yeah, I love, you know.
But they all helped him learn how to dance.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love Townsend. Mm-hmm. I love Townsend, but God, I hope this comes out correctly. Normally, our black stars from any part of the arts mm-hmm. are hella cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Townsend is like the only one that I can think of that just like as talented as he is, mm-hmm. as full of culture as he is, there's just a lack of cool mm-hmm. to him, you know? Right. I think in some respects it affects his ability as an actor.
Mm.
That goes back to our conversation about Meteor Man. Yeah. Right? You know, which is like,
yeah.
you know, but to your earlier part, Duck is right in his lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like mm-hmm. he can.
He's Duck. Robert Townsend is Duck.
Just
sure.
be him. Just be himself.
He wrote
Eddie
that Kane
is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And JT is Ken David Wayans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even now, Ken David Wayans in real life is 60, pulling girls is like 30.
Yes.
Yeah.
In real life, like, he's still like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he played Shame.
Mm-hmm.
He did a hell of a Shame.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't come back to it.
Didn't need to.
I'm still waiting. Come on, Shame.
Shame.
No. It'll be interesting. And I don't think Keenan has his third act that we haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he's going to come back. It's going to be a low down dirty Shame. And he's going to have somebody play Wayman. And he Wayman going to have to be his partner.
Yikes. Yikes. Fantastic.
That's going to be hilarious.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. Morning Shame. Man,
what am I supposed to do with these bullets? Yeah.
Well, these bullets.
Fantastic.
I took over from Miss Peaches. That's crazy, man.
Any other scenes before we get into some awards?
I feel like going on.
Hey, so real quick. I love that Robert Townsend, this is why he's great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we criticize his acting and
I love Robert Townsend.
But Robert Townsend, mm-hmm. like, the fact that he this is what he did, in my opinion, he's like I am. I watched movies like he watched he knew the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
As far as he watched the videos and the music,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, I'm going to create my own.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he didn't make himself David Ruffin. He made mm-hmm. himself Otis Redding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and Otis Williams, excuse
mm-hmm.
me. And Dresser is Blue,
mm-hmm.
and the Eddie Kane is David Ruffin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I get that; mm-hmm. it makes sense. And a lot of times these biopics don't do well. I mean, they do great, mm-hmm. but they don't end well because in reality, they people never get a chance to redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Eazy-E never got a chance to redeem himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Blue died.
Yeah.
I forgot the other guy's name who died. Who
David Ruffin.
Died, yes, but the other one that killed himself, the alcoholic. I forget his real name. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, the Temptations is one of the best groups ever created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they, half of them, most of them died.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Died off early, before their time. He made the Temptations the five heartbeats, and yeah. he let them redeem themselves. He wrote it to where these guys might not end up, it's bigger than music. It's bigger than getting more Grammys. It's bigger than going back and doing the show and becoming the Temptations again. They were friends again.
Yeah.
They were family again. It was a family reunion, and it wasn't even had nothing to do with music. Of course, they did the steps. The steps, they're old. They can't even do the steps anymore. But I love to see Eddie Kane when he redeemed himself. It reminded me of Suge in Color Purple. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Redeeming herself with her family.
Yeah.
And then the way the camera angle hit when Baby Doll came from the side.
Oh, my God.
I got emotional,
man.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Man, I love movies so much. These movies, and I could relate to so many scenes in these different types of films that I watch. And it was like, man.
That's how I read. Besides a
strong man, you got to be strong to kick that habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to come back and try to salvage your life. And there's strength behind next to every strong woman.
Yeah.
A strong man is a strong woman. And she's right there.
Yeah.
And that was dope to see.
That was great. And even when Eddie goes, you know, y'all still trying to hang with old Eddie. You know, he's aware of even at this reunion.
Yeah,
he's aware that like I mess. He probably still carries the guilt.
Ooh, of course,
of so much.
Yeah,
he messed up the group.
Yeah,
man, that scene where
JT messed up the group.
No,
yeah. Well, they both did. Yeah, it started
because I mean, Eddie Kane messed up because the group. even if Eddie Kane ain't on that narcotic. The group and is over
when JT finds out that
JT is creeping on his fiance.
Real quick. I'll talk about that JT and the baby and Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In a minute. But like that scene where this is how good the scene was. The fake kicks and the fake fight was so fake, but the passion and the emotion was there.
Yeah.
When Dresser attacked Eddie Kane,
I don't want to kick him.
Bro,
don't want to hit him.
He said, "Bro, I know you down, and I know this is the drugs that made you do this, that you made you crumble and basically get Jimmy killed."
Yeah,
but I love you, man. But I can't stand you.
Yeah,
and like that was a hard scene because God forbid, to ever have a best friend or have a close friend that you have to despise and resent and love at the same time. That was a strong scene, bro. Because
Jimmy was a good man.
Jimmy was a great man, bro.
Jimmy. And
this was his chance. Like this was, this was his chance to actually redeem himself, do the things that he wanted to do. He wanted to help these boys.
Yeah.
And he's always wanted to help these people, but he's always gotten fucked over.
Yep.
Always.
And this time it's just like, nah, it's working, guys. Like,
and his wife was trying to hold him back. Like, you know, don't do this again.
Yeah.
Or prevent him. She's worried about him.
Yeah.
She didn't want him to get hurt again.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, her position was totally protective. Right. You know, I don't want you to get hurt.
Again.
Yeah.
Again and again. But
she was talking about, like, you know, his emotions.
Yeah, of the groups leaving him.
Yeah. She didn't know that it was going to be something crazy.
Big red, like whole ass. And then when Dresser said, "Man, what did he ever do to you? What did he ever do to you?" Mm-hmm. Like, Jimmy did not deserve that, bro.
Yeah.
And Eddie knew it. Eddie knew.
That's, you know what? There's so many things in this movie that we let go.
Mm-hmm.
The fight, you know what I'm saying? He's sitting there kicking him, and he's not really kicking him, but we're knowing, like, and it's just painful, like, him crying, him
Dresser,
there, like,
bro.
You know what I mean? He's doing his thing. We even let it go how Jimmy died, because he pretty much just got rolled up on and then landed on the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't get hit hard enough
to die. What was he doing? He opened the door and he was sitting there.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody talking to you? You wasn't distracted? You was just standing there waiting to get murdered?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He did what he got.
It's one of those things where we got to get Jimmy out of here.
Yeah.
He just went over there and laid there, and I'm sitting there.
The execution wasn't the strongest, but...
Yeah.
But you get it.
It worked. It worked.
It's like you let all those things go because everything else in this movie is just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to do a lightning round.
Okay.
MVP.
I know LVP. And then we got 3 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. Real quick. Boom. Duck smashed Tanya. I mean, JT and Tanya smashed.
Yep.
First.
Mm-hmm. Was it first? And it was first.
But I didn't know this until I watched this most recent.
Yeah.
And he said, so it wasn't like he wasn't still smashing Tanya.
Right.
Yeah. He wasn't sneaking. His problem was where he messed up is he never told Duck. Yeah. I smashed her before you smashed.
So he made two mistakes.
I wonder if he was smashing when he first went to that house. And that's why she said, "You can't come here. Don't come here no more." because that was a strong reaction to him to a guy just coming and I've been writing you poetry.
That might have been exactly.
Yeah,
and I think so, there's two.
But he fell in love.
I think there's two reasons. You're right about the first one, which is once JT realized that they was dating, he didn't say anything. Maybe, you know, they just smashed. But once they got engaged, you're right. JT should have 100% went to duck.
Hey, bro.
Where he's foul is when he tells Tanya, you don't love him, you love me.
Yeah.
To me, that brought it to the present, right?
Yeah.
You know, he was telling her, you don't love him, you love me now.
Right.
And I feel like he said
he's getting in them draws.
Yeah.
You think he was still smashing it at the
he
time?
He said it. Because remember she says, I don't love you. I love Duck.
She said, I love you, but I'm in love with him.
I'm in love with him. Then he said, but why you keep on making it with me?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to go back and watch that.
I want to hope that he wasn't still smashing. Because the movie positions it like Tanya and Duck are together and they're good. And whatever happened between her and JT is over.
I thought that's what it was too.
Right. That's how it was positioned to me. And it almost felt like at the thought of her being with someone else married, JT's jealousy activates.
What's wrong with me?
And now I want you back.
And it's not just that JT knows, because Choir Boy knows. Because Choir Boy is out there getting on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, hey, no,
we don't know what they were talking about, but we can assume that's what it was.
Yeah. That's, you know.
No, we don't. It comes to them. They're saying, you say you have to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't hear it.
Because at first, Duck thinks that Choir Boy is smashing.
Right.
That's who he thinks he's going to see at the hotel. And that's where the surprise is. I've had two heartbeats in the same day. You know, so, okay. MVP. Who's the MVP of...
Ooh.
Probably got to do a part two. But who's the MVP? Because there's so many other things that we haven't talked about.
True.
A lot of them.
But lightning round, MVP, five heartbeats.
MVP? There's so many... Damn. I want to say... That's hard.
Yeah.
Big pause. I would say because Dresser is strong...
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy is strong candidates for me.
Yeah.
Jimmy is also the one that allowed himself to get into business, go into business with Big Red, though.
And he knew better.
He knew better.
He knew better than that. Big Red has to have a reputation.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Big Red certainly has a reputation because when we first get, you know, introduced and he's Eleanor. She knows who the fuck this that slimy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right? Like she's quite aware. Jimmy is ignorant to that. But Eleanor knows right off the bat he ain't shit. But it is in some respects Jimmy that teaches them real steps and real smooth.
Well, that's
ours. Trains them.
That's Sarge. No,
but he
provided it.
Jimmy's a coach.
He brought
Yeah, that's interesting.
Jimmy, Jimmy might have to be the MVP because he's a martyr too. Mm-hmm. He had to because he was the reason they had to get rid of him. Big Red had to get rid of him to dismantle the group to try to get Eddie Kane by himself.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, without Jimmy, the heartbeats they had the talent.
Yeah.
Did they have the direction? And he kind of you know what I'm saying? They had the love for each other, but also they had the egos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Jimmy, man.
Jimmy's a good choice. LVP. Mm-hmm. Any LVPs?
Tanya. Yeah, Tanya?
Tanya, man.
Oh, yeah. She's a
I hate to say it. Shout out to my wife. I love you, baby. They love you, saucy fans. Name Tanya.
Yeah.
But Tanya was...
She low-key ain't shit either.
And she ended up with neither one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she already had a little dude that was taking her out. Remember the little drop top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really kind groupie.
A really kind groupie.
Like today they cast her to look more slutty. Like if you know, like she's an opportunist.
Right.
She's about that money. Mm-hmm. She's about that bread.
Used to be fire back in the day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why they was kept women.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, she's gonna get a heartbeat, one of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's you know, that's why she was fucking with JT.
Yeah, she wasn't gonna make it with JT all the way.
I think it's very easy in terms of fists.
Yes.
This is
you know.
10.
Yeah.
10 fists out of 5.
This was a great podcast. It's a happy day.
It's a happy day.
As much as it's a sad day.
Do you have any tone takes?
No tone takes here. I just want y'all to know that this is my last day as a member of the Blockbuster podcast.
Damn.
You gonna say my new podcast air? Will be out in 2 weeks. Woo. Tone, it's lonely at the top.
Hey, man. Flash.
Flash code. You can be an LVP, too.
Yeah.
You can be an LVP.
Yeah.
Flash could be an LVP. Because
he came in and didn't stick with the crew.
And it seemed like he was such a good dude.
But
he was still earning. Like, even at the end of the movie, he was still on TV.
With the white dudes.
Yeah. He was still earning.
He was with, man, he kept changing. Yeah. He kept changing groups.
Yeah.
I was with the, it was Flash and the,
he was with horsemen.
No, but at the very beginning. Flash and the such and such.
I can't forget. But like I said, Flash found a way to continue to earn a check.
Mm-hmm.
So, to that end, I mean, I think the thing is that Flash was never a brother. Flash was always a mercenary.
Yeah.
He was a merc and a free agent.
And he didn't diss the Temptations. He said, bro, I've been admiring these guys for a long time, and these guys, I wouldn't be able to be here if it wasn't for them, which is true.
Yeah. Flash said, just went solo.
But I'm still Flash.
Yeah.
Dennis Edwards.
He went solo. That's it.
Yeah.
Slowly at the top.
For sure.
That's the word 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Perfect. All right, y'all. This is another episode of Blockbuster's the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
Yes,
in
the indeed. World, Craig. The world, Craig. We just finished doing 5 Heartbeats. We wish we had more time. We might do a second part, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
We might just do that. I am your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Tone and the Midnight Falcons.
Tone and the Midnight Falcons, man.
What is a Midnight Falcon?
Ooh.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Falcon that flies in the midnight.
Yeah. Cold.
Yeah, it's like
a crow.
Sonar. Narco bird. And my brother, you know what I'm saying? With the Ken Edwin TV.
There he is.
Ken Edwin TV Townsend.
There he is.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
When I was out sick and you was co-hosting, it's like when Duck was looking at the piano man.
I was messing up the music.
You was fantastic.
So he would be Flash.
Yeah.
He's
you want my spot, Flash?
Yeah. You ain't going to get it because you ain't got it.
That's our time, y'all.
It ain't like that, man.
I know.
I'm going to show love. He really is the other one that came in for the Temptations. I forgot, what's his name? The new guy when David dipped, he came in. Just to play his part, man. He was calm and collected. He came to school. No egos.
Man is the man. We needed more time.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Catch us next week. With another Blockbuster, bro. We out of here, man. Love life or be good, or be good at it. Pum to the max.
Blockbusters.